crappy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump says he was aware Israel was planning to attack Iran, but there is still time to work out a deal over its nuclear program. Tehran launched retaliatory assaults on Friday night after two IDF operations aimed at ensuring the Islamic Republic can't build atomic weapons. But Professor of International Studies, Dr. Nick Westcott, thinks Benjamin Netanyahu's government could end up looking foolish.
My guess is Israel is trying to do to Iran what they did to Hezbollah. Then ideally for some kind of regime change. The trouble is that Iran is not like Lebanon, and I think that will prove a miscalculation if that is what they're trying to do.
Crowds have thrown petrol bombs, fireworks and masonry at police in Northern Ireland during a fifth night of violent disorder. Water cannons being deployed in Portadown after trouble, which initially began in Ballymena and spread across the region. It's believed to centre on allegations a girl had been sexually assaulted. Forecasters are warning large parts of the UK will be hit by thunderstorms and strong winds. A yellow warning for storms will stay in place until 6 o'clock tonight for most of England, Wales, parts of Scotland and eastern areas of Northern Ireland. And the former England captain David Beckham says he's immensely proud to get a knighthood in the King's Birthday Honours. The 50-year-old is being recognised for services to sport and charity. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And we're rubbing shoulders with the greats this morning. Welcome, I'm Sam Pittis with Chopin, Saint-Saëns and Fauré to come, but we begin with Miss Gagné.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Sicilienne from the Pelléas and Mélisande suite by Fauré, Emmanuel Parhoud and Mariko Anne Raku performing. Before that, the Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana. It's just a joy to hear that, isn't it? The music of Mascagni, the Philharmonia Orchestra, Giuseppe Sinopoli conducting. 4:10, Saturday morning. I'm Sam Pittis. Welcome to you. This is Classic FM, another selection from our album of the week to come very shortly. Can you believe it's the 14th of June already? This year is absolutely flying by. I think. I've got a friend, actually, an acquaintance, family friend, who is doing their last exam for their GCSEs on Monday. It's that time of year, academically speaking, where the summer holidays just appear around the corner. There may be someone studying in your house with the end in sight, or maybe you're up studying right now as Friday turns to Saturday. Have you got a teacher that you remember from your days, however long ago your school days were, that really impressed upon you, left their mark? We'll hear from Fauré's teacher next, and actually they became lifelong friends. This is Saint-Saëns.
¶¶ Thank you.
or getting started this morning. The introduction in Rondo Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns, Arabella Steinbach and the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra, Lawrence Foster conducting on Classic FM. News that Daniel Barenboim has been given a Peace Prize in recognition of his work promoting peace with the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. That his work as a conductor, but here his work as a pianist, as this morning he plays Chopin.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Always love hearing that. The 17th century hymn Hanak Pachap Kusi Queenin, performed by Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore. And Daniel Barenboim played a nocturne in E-flat by Chopin on Classic FM. Time for a selection from our album of the week, and it's the guitarist Rafael Fuatra and Maria Duenas performing with him. And it is an album of Spanish pieces, really, Spanish repertoire, particularly for the guitar, and a chance for the young French guitarist to play many of the pieces on the composer's own instruments. This is a work by Enrique Granados. Thank you. Andaluza by Enrique Granados, Classic FM's album of the week, a performance by Rafael Fuyatra and Maria Dueñas. And another selection from our album, same time tomorrow, on Classic FM. Great to have you. I'm Sam Pittis. Hope you're enjoying the music as much as I am. Something rather special by Mahler to come to welcome this Saturday morning. And Puccini next. And sometimes we talk about star performers, particularly from the world of opera. It can be a great musician or a great singer, but sometimes there is an extra, perhaps slightly indefinable, star quality. A true opera star, Renée Fleming, performs for us next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first.
He was gorgeous and gave me so much space.
Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on. Oh,
thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Yeah.
Classic FM.
If anyone tells you Haydn's music isn't fresh and lively, play them that. The first movement of a concerto for flute and oboe by Joseph Haydn, Ana de la Vega and Ramon Ortega Quiro, and the Trondheim soloists Geir Inger Lotsberg directing. Before that, talk about a musical superstar. Renee Fleming and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Charles Mackerras conducting O Mio Babbino Caro from the opera Gianni Schicchi by Puccini. Now, this is Classic FM. Glad you're with me this morning. Tim Liore's with you at 7 and Ali Jones with you at 10, as they are every Saturday and Sunday morning, keeping the music going, whether you're taking it easy this morning or whether you're up with lots to do. Tomorrow morning, they'll both be taking your Father's Day dedications. A little reminder for you, by the way, if you haven't got round to getting a card yet. That's tomorrow. They're with you this morning too, starting from 7. And right now, it's Marla. Thank you. It's truly beautiful, that, isn't it? The Adagietto from the Symphony No. 5 by Mahler, the London Symphony Orchestra, James DePriest conducting on Classic FM. Our dawn chorus to come, and a Norwegian folk tale provides arguably one of the most famous pieces of music of all time. A wonderful way to welcome the day with Grieg. Do you know which piece I mean? Next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
A frozen berry blast, please. All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Oh, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn him on his back.
I love it. Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get two-for-one designer glasses, including sunglasses, from £100 with single-vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80-year-olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125, plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/coverme. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Iran is continuing to insist its nuclear program is for civilian purposes only after mounting a revenge attack against Israel. Sirens were sounded in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Friday evening after the IDF conducted two attacks against Tehran's facilities, saying it was ensuring the regime couldn't develop atomic weapons. But the war historian Lynette Nussbacher thinks the Israeli attacks are a diversion.
What they're choosing their moment for right now is to pull us away from the failure of the Israeli government to destroy Hamas, the persistence of the horror of Gaza, and pull us towards Iran.
A minute's silence will be held during today's Trooping the Colour for the victims of the Indian air crash. The King requested a moment of reflection for the 241 passengers and crew who were killed in Ahmedabad. The Indian government says the committee formed to investigate the disaster will report within 3 months. Forecasters are warning large parts